muchachos. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Go to the land of the dead. I never should have listened to Estelle. I never should have. But she suggested we rent a car. That was a mistake. I mean, when I go down south of the border, I like to stay in the hotel. And if you go on any kind of tour, you go on a tour that leaves out of the hotel. What fools we must have been to think we could make it on our own following Mexican road signs and road maps. And we twisted here, we turned there. Some of the signs were torn down. Next thing I know, we were out in the Mexican band land. Bunch of guys on horseback, machine gun bullets crisscrossing their chests, surrounded our car, firing their weapons in the air. They blocked the road with burning logs. Next thing I know, one of them's breaking open the window and shoving a rifle butt in my face. He yanked me, hands under my armpits, through the broken shards of glass. And he said, "Hi there, we're the gay Caballeros." And I thought to myself, well, Estelle had a smile on her face, I guess. Maybe from all those years of work, from all those years where I had my way, from all those years I poured the cold to it, she was smiling at me. I could have sworn I heard her say, "All the way, Jose!" As man after man took me, remember, I just resigned myself to my face. And I went to another place in my mind. Well, I took a long, hot bath back at the hotel, and I put it out of my mind till we got back home. She got the pictures back from the photo, Matt. I was going through them. I said, "Hey, I like this one. Look at that big smile on my face." She said, "You weren't smiling, you idiot. You were squealing like a pig."